You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, welcome along to another week of the Specials Podcast. Every week we look at the X Factor and the Strictly Come Dancing betting in the company of Strictly expert Andy Holding. He'll be giving you his best tips very soon. And reality trader here at William Hill, Rob Dixon, looking at all things X Factor. Love you to get involved as well, of course. You can get in touch with Rob on Twitter at reality_Rob. But without further ado, let's kick it off with Andy Holding's thoughts on this week's Strictly Come Dancing betting.
Hello there and welcome to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing preview. We're going to take a look at all the action for the up and coming week, week 10, with the outright betting and the next elimination odds. Looking back at last week, well, we lost Greg Rutherford, who was a bit unlucky to go in many respects. Obviously, Ed Balls was bottom yet again, but once again, the weight of public support beyond the politician saw Greg, the long jumper, perish with his partner, unfortunately, last week. He was obviously one of the favourites to go, along with Robert Winder. And with Judge Winder avoiding the dance-off yet again, it was left for Greg to go out with Claudia in the dance-off. And Claudia obviously did a much more proficient dance, making sure that she got through for another week. That leaves us with the outright betting as follows. Danny Mack is 10 to 11 firm favourite, which he has been pretty much throughout the show. He's obviously setting very, very high standards, 40 maximum for Danny last week, and he's doing a tremendous dance for himself this week with Oti, where they're dancing the Samba, which is one of Oti's best dances. So obviously he's going to go through with flying colours and get himself into a very good position come towards the back end of the show. Of course, it's semi-finals week very soon. Louise Redknapp continues to thrive. She's now solid 9-4 second favourite, and she almost looks certain to get into the final with Kevin. Of course, has got an amazing record over the years. Kevin, I don't think, has been out of the final now for the last three seasons. He's doing the waltz this week with Louise to Michael Bublé's at this moment. That'll be a very graceful dance and they'll get through no problem whatsoever. Now we get on to the interesting nitty-gritty this weekend. We've got Ore, Claudia, Ed and Robert Rinder all up for elimination. It's going to be one of those four. Let's take a look at the runners and riders. Well, Ed Balls has done amazingly well to get this far in the show. Let's say that for certain. William Hill are shortest price on him on the outrights at 7-1 to win the competition outright. But he is very short price favourite on the other side of that coin to go this week at 5-4. Now, the school of thought is obviously that Ed has got to do two dances this week. Not only has he got to do his main dance, which is the tango, to I Can't Get No Satisfaction by the Rolling Stones. It's bound to be entertaining. But they've chucked in another dance just to put the skids under the politician by doing a cha-cha-cha-a-thon. So obviously he's going to get the lowest score there. He's going to get the lowest score in the overall dance. So he's going to be plumb bottom of the leaderboard yet again. Now, it all depends whether his supporters come out in force and they get riled by all the social media ideas that they suggest he should do a John Sargent and just leave the show now, stating that he's not a good enough dancer to be in the show and they should let the best dancers get through because obviously they're more proficient. But I'm not sure this is going to wash on the general public. Ed Balls has been the star of the show all the way through and he continues to poll very high in all the polls that I look at. So a lot depends on whether he gets a groundswell of opinion again and they really do stick with him, or they say, well, we've just had enough of Ed now and let's vote for the proper dancers who are obviously doing the dances to a really good standard. That is the conundrum that punters face this week. And if that is to be the case, then obviously Ed will go. But if it isn't, then Rob Rinder probably looks the obvious one, being as he's the second favourite. And he's done really well to escape the dance-off in the last few weeks. Him and Oksana are doing the rumba this week, which could be a very, very difficult dance for Judge Rinder to pull off. Obviously, it's a very sensual, sensuous dance. And it's quite difficult for the male stars to pull it off anyway. So, like I say, it could be a dodgy week for Judge Rinder this week. If he does get into the dance-off, obviously he's got to hope that Ed doesn't go in there. Well, if he gets Ed alongside him, then he's obviously going to get through. But if he gets somebody else, such as Ore or maybe Claudia, who of course was in the dance-off last week, then he could be very much in trouble. So a lot depends on the dynamics of how the public vote. I've got a sneaky feeling that they'll give Ed one more throw of the dice and he might just be able to get through, purely out of sympathy for all the backlash off the trolls on the Twitter and social media front. So in that case, as I went for Judge Rinder last week, I've got to stick with him again this week and suggest that he's going to be in the dance-off and he could be saying goodbye to the competition. So the value this week, around about the 7-4 mark, is Judge Rinder to go. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast. Let's go to Rob Dixon as he takes a look at the X Factor, which is now down towards the back end of the show. Over to Rob.
Thank you, Andy, for those tips. X Factor now. And last week we nearly got rid of Honey G. Unfortunately, the sing-off went her way against Ryan Laurie. And Honey G gets to fight another day. Will she survive this week, though? This is the big question. If we start with the outright, and we've now got a very short favourite in Matt Terry at 4-9. Five after midnight, a second favourite now at 5-1. Emily Middlemas, who are still kind of now thinking that she's becoming value in this, at 7-1. Sara Alto at 9-1. And Honey G is your outsider now at 10-1. Going on to the elimination. And on that, we see Honey G is favourite at 4-5. Sara Alto at 7-4. Emily Middlemas 6-1. Five after midnight, a 12-1. And Matt Terry, a 50-1. As of recording at Friday afternoon, unfortunately, we haven't got the song selections, but we do know that they are singing two songs each this week. There's talk that Honey G is going to do, halfway through her scene, that she's going to do a mannequin challenge involving basically the whole cast and all four judges as well. So you kind of think that that's going to probably be the talking point of the show. And at 4-5, to me, she doesn't really represent much value to go this week. We originally priced her up at 8-13. She's been drifting all week. So at 4-5, I still probably can't have a bet on her now. Sara Alto seems to be the one now in danger, 3-1 at the beginning of the week, now into 7-4. Yeah, I just kind of think that it might be her time to go now. Be interesting to know if Honey G does survive, it's likely that she won't have to go into the bottom two. And against Emily, the group five after midnight, and Matt, then Sara is toast for me. So I think at 7-4, she does represent the value this week for the elimination. Just a very quick note on the week 8 specials. Judged to lose an act, Sharon. She's obviously still got two left, but is 1-9 to lose an act this week. The other three just go the same prices as their act. So Simon Cowell at 6-1, Louis Walsh 12-1, and Nicole Scherzinger 50-1 outsider. If you want to act the act in the bottom two, Honey G is 1-4, Sara Alto is 2-5, Emily Middle was 13-8. Five after midnight at 5-2, and Matt Terry at 11-1. That's all pretty much from X Factor for this week. Now on to I'm a Celebrity, where we've got a guest star this week, if only the previous winner, Carl Fogarty, who will be chatting with Alex Dunn.
William Hill's Alex Dunn here, joined once again by Carl Fogarty to discuss all things jungle. Afternoon, Foggy.
Afternoon, mate.
We spoke on Monday. Today is Thursday, and quite a bit has changed, hasn't it, in that time? We've seen the beginning of some sort of rivalry, perhaps a bit of tension in the camp.
Yeah, I guess so. With a certain guy called Martin, he seems to wind everybody up, including me watching. Yeah, you always get one pretty much most years. I guess I was lucky in my year. We all got on really well, like I said before. Last year, there was a few kind of characters that were causing trouble. And yeah, you got this one now. He kind of... He's a bit soft, a bit wimpish, really, but he's just a bit annoying, really, isn't he? When you're in a kind of camp like that and you're kind of tired a lot of times and you're hungry and he's just whinging and whining and winding people up. He doesn't even know he's doing it, I don't think. It's just the way he is, a bit whinging, a bit whiny. Yeah, it'd be quite annoying, really, but there you go. I guess it's good for us watching in some ways.
Yeah, interesting tweet that you sent, actually. I think it's safe to say that you're not Martin Roberts' biggest fan.
Yeah, you know what? I would just when I tweeted it, everyone just kind of skirts around. What I always say, what everybody else is thinking, it would appear. Yeah, it's a bit of a p***ing. So yeah, I kind of said it, and yeah, it's all right. I mean, you know, it's not, it's nothing serious. Not, don't be, not being that nasty. Just he just is a bit annoying. He's a bit of a p***. That's it, really. What more can I say? You know what I mean?
No, that's fair enough. He's still 25-1 with us to win the whole thing. As a viewer, he's been getting on my nerves a bit. But is that just because he's getting a lot of airtime because of the lack of any other tension in the camp, perhaps?
I don't know. I don't think so. I think Scarlett gets a lot of airtime, but she's, you know, she's not annoying. She's quite funny and entertaining. Some of the other girls aren't getting a lot of airtime, but maybe they're not saying and doing much. Maybe, you know, kind of happened in my year, I guess, with people like Nadia and stuff like that. I don't know, really. It's a funny one, but I must admit, if everybody were up for the vote, which I always think it should be that way, but I'm not sure we ITV sometimes with the way they do it. They did it in my year. There were four of us up in that first eviction. There was a big four, and it lost one of the biggest characters straight away. And in my eyes, my opinion at that time I was in there, I thought he was the favourite to win it. And he went first, you mean Bullard. So I'm not so sure when they do this kind of thing and split and only have maybe four up for eviction or whatever, a certain number. I always think everyone should be up for eviction. And I think if they were, I can't see him getting enough votes to stay, really, Martin. I think he would actually be the first to go. But I guess they've done it differently again of ITV, and it's going to be a certain select few up for eviction, I guess. So We'll see.
You mentioned Scarlett there. The first week seemed to all be about her. That was where all the money was going. She was a pretty short price favourite. Interesting to see that in week two there's been a massive move for Adam, who was 12-1 at the start of proceedings. He's now as short as 13-8 as we record this on Thursday afternoon. You mentioned on Monday that you were ambivalent towards him, really. Neither here nor there, but the public seem to really be warming to him, and he is funny on trials, isn't he?
Yeah, no, I can see. I mean, maybe I was a little bit harsh, I think. He's grown on me a little bit, to be honest. Still a little bit, I don't know, I always want lads to man up it when they're doing trials and just get stuck in. But yeah, he's quite funny with some of the stuff that's come out of his mouth, and he doesn't seem a bad lad. He's a nice lad, I mean, but yeah, I think Joel gets wound up by him, I think, sometimes. I can't tell if it's Joel gets wound up by him, or he's kind of joking and he gets wound up by him. Where you can hear his voice and he's laughing, that kind of thing. But maybe there's a bit of tension there creeping. I don't know, but that'd be interesting to see over the next few days, really.
Okay. Do you make it between Adam and Scarlett still as to who's actually going to win this?
Oh, God, I don't know. Certainly Scarlett right in there. I don't know. I think there's going to be other ones creeping in. I even think the Olympian, Sam in at the Olympian, I can't think of the name.
Yeah.
I think she's going to come through and come quite strongly. I think she could surprise a few, I really do. I still like, what's he called, Larry. I think he's good. He's really, you know, he's entertaining, he's funny, he'll get stuck in, he doesn't whinge and moan or anything. So, Adam, I guess he could be a bit of a favourite with the younger ones, I don't know. And he's obviously from a big TV show like Emmerdale. He seems to be on quite a lot of TV at the moment. Every time my wife watches Emmerdale, and not that I don't watch it, I do kind of, don't really want to admit to watch it, but yeah, I have to, I guess. I do see bits of it. He just seems to be on quite a lot at the moment. So, you might get a lot of people voting for him, so don't know. I think there's a few swings and roundabouts, a few changes to happen yet, but I still feel that, don't know, Scarlett, and maybe for me, I think Joel maybe is more, I would be more inclined to put a bet on him to finish higher than Adam in some ways, I think.
Okay, Joel, who is available at 6-1 as things stand, so it's certainly a big enough price if you do want to take a chance on him. Him and Larry have both just drifted out a little bit. Joel now 6s and Larry at 9s. They were the sort of big four before, weren't they, that we mentioned. The money has been for Adam, but certainly Joel could be interesting. And you mentioned Sam, who's a massive 50-1. She seemed very aware last night, didn't she, that her fan base was pretty small, that she may have to sort of make her own luck, if you like, and I think that people will almost warm to her for admitting such a thing.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, I felt the same in there. I didn't think my fan base would be that big. You know, I know with Twitter followers, I think I had the least in there of the people I was in there with. And yet, you know, as it turned out, when all the stats and figures came out at the end of the show and stuff, I'd won every night he's voted. I won the final quite easily. So, you might be surprised. I just think she's, you know, she's Olympian. She gets stuck in the trials. People aren't voting for her to do the trials. Usually, people get voted for, see the trials, the ones that are not very good at them, they want to see kind of the people they don't like sort of thing. So I think she's a lot more popular than what she thinks she is, to be honest.
Okay, fair enough. So certainly Sam, a lively outsider. This series very different from yours in that this lot seem to be very, very good at trials. They must be absolutely full in camp because they don't seem to have had a bad day yet. Very different from when you were in. There was plenty of starving pellies going around, weren't there?
You know what? It's funny because I remember just the good bits now, obviously winning all that kind of stuff. And I can't remember, you know, people not getting... I mean, every time I did a trial, I pretty much got every one. I sure did. Yeah, I got all maximum stars that were on offer. I'm sure Jake did. And one or two of the others did struggle. I seem to remember Kendra getting nothing for 2 days running. So, yeah, there weren't many days I think we got nothing. But I think the Kendra one, maybe 2 days, maybe three. I could be wrong, I don't know. But yeah, like I said, these lot doing really well, actually. There was one the other night where they're kind of underwater. I thought they might have struggled, but, yeah, they smashed it. So, fair play to them.
Mm. OK, final question for you then, Foggy. If you had to go to a desert island and you could only take two of these campmates with you, who would you take?
Oh, God. Good question, mate. I think Scarlett. Probably Scarlett, actually, because she just makes me laugh. She comes out with some funny stuff. That's one of them. And probably Sam. I like Sam. I've always liked her from the start. Like, a sportswoman, and you know what? She'd definitely help out in whatever you need to do to survive on desert island, mate. You feel me?
Yeah, no, I see where you're coming from there, Foggy. great stuff, mate. We're going to catch up with you next week. I believe you're going to Barbados, is that right?
Off to Barbados, mate, to get some sun on my back. Yeah, yeah. Very much looking forward to that.
Yeah. Well, we're going to catch up with you next week anyway, ahead of of the final, but enjoy the first bit of your holiday.
All right, mate. Thanks very much. Cheers.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.